who is one of our beloved student members of the section. Eli has completed his MPH in epidemiology at Columbia University, where his independent and thesis studies focused on injury epidemiology. Currently, he works at the University of Pennsylvania's Center for Clinical Epidemiology and Biostatistics. Welcome, Eli.
So thank you for the introduction. Good morning. So today I'm going to be presenting on the factors associated with mortality in rear-seated adult passengers who are in fatal motor vehicle crashes. And this is work that I undertook for my master's thesis under Dr. Joyce Presley at Columbia University. And so we have no conflicts of interest to report. So the factors associated with adult rear-seated mortality have not been fully explored, and this is especially in terms of the relationship between passenger seating position and the point of impact. We know that previous studies have focused on the relative safety of rear seat passengers compared to front seat passengers, or on children being seated in the rear seat and the importance of children restraints. We know that recent studies have reported that improvements in the front seat safety may have outpaced those for the back seat, and there was even a paper presented earlier this week at APHA which showed that in fatal car crashes, or crashes that involved a fatality, that unbelted rear seat passenger mortality, the proportion, has now overtaken that of front seated belted passengers. In addition, we know that only 16 states and the District of Columbia have primary rear seat seatbelt laws for adults, that 11 have secondary, and that 24 have no adult rear seat seatbelt requirement. So our study objectives were to examine the factors known or hypothesized to be associated with adult rear seat mortality. So we looked at driver, passenger, and vehicle characteristics, as well as crash characteristics, and that's where we included point of impact in relation to where a passenger was seated. We also performed a subpopulation analysis for just passengers who were in same-side car crashes. And this was to take into account the potential predictive ability of side crash test ratings. So we got our data from NHTSA's Fatality Analysis Reporting System, FARS, for the 2010 and 2011 calendar year. FARS is a census of all crashes on U.S. roadways which involved a fatality. We got our side crash test safety ratings from publicly available information from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, IIHS, from their vehicle crash test ratings that they post online. They assign a four-category grade, good, acceptable, marginal, or poor, and based on the vehicle's performance in a standardized crash test. And we programmed that information into our FARS data set. So our study population ended up being 7,230 adult rear-seated passengers. And they were all traveling in four-wheel passenger vehicles manufactured after 1970. It's important to note that we excluded from our analysis passengers who were missing kind of the variable we were most interested in, restraint status, as well as those who are missing our outcome variable of mortality. For our subpopulation of same-side crashes, we had 621 passengers, and these were all for vehicles manufactured after 1997, because that's when side crash test ratings from IIHS started being available. For our methods, these are the variables that we looked at. We looked at the variables at multiple levels. At the person level, so that would be the drivers and the passengers. We looked at their belt status, age, gender, and for the driver specifically, we looked at the driver alcohol and drug use, though that was a composite dichotomous variable. We also looked at previous driver driving violations. At the vehicle level, we looked at the vehicle type, its year, and weight. At the crash level, we looked at the point of impact in relation to where the passenger was seated, as well as if the vehicle rolled over, if the passenger was ejected from the vehicle, the speed of the vehicle, but this is again looked at dichotomously. Whether the crash occurred on a weekday or a weekend, the weather and the lighting at the time of the crash. For the subpopulation analysis, we looked at these variables as well, but also for the side crash test ratings. For our statistical analysis, we investigated the bivariable relationships first, using chi-square tests for categorical variables, as well as t-tests for continuous variables. We then made logistic regression models looking at variables we hypothesized to be important, as well as ones we found to be significant from the bivariate relationships. And we finally made a multi-level model using the SAS-LMX procedure. And this was to account for clustering of passengers in the same vehicle, because we did find that there was a mean of about 1.5 passengers per vehicle in these crashes. And so for our results, we found that 28.9% of adult rear-seated passengers died within 30 days of the crash, and that unbelted passengers were about 3 times more likely to die as belted passengers. And this effect persisted really throughout any adjustments that we made. We also found that driver belt status was highly predictive of passenger belt status, but not of passenger mortality. And this kind of paradoxical finding can be explained by, and we'll see this later, that older passengers are more likely to be belted, but older passengers are also more likely to die in car crashes. And the drivers are more likely to be belted if they're traveling with older passengers. We also found that 29% of the drivers involved in fatal crashes were drinking or drugged by our dichotomous variables definition. So in our fully adjusted model, we found the independent predictors of mortality, and the rear-seated belt use was associated with a total reduction of 68% total reduction in mortality. Traveling in larger and heavier vehicles, so that would be SUVs or vans, was also protective. Factors that increased mortality were advancing passenger age, younger driver age, excessive speed, ejection from the vehicle, and impacts to the rear or the same side of the vehicle as the passenger was seated. And we found that seating position matters, that mortality differed depending on which seat the passenger was seated on. We found that right-seated passengers were significantly more likely to die than the left or middle-seated passengers. And this figure here shows the mortality per age group, and that's represented by the black bars, along with the percent belted per age group stratified by their seating position. And what you see here is that belt wearing overall was low, and is especially the lowest in those under the age of 30. And you also see that regardless of age, those belted in the middle were not belted most of the time. You also see that as age increases, the proportion of mortality increases. And this is shown better in this next slide, which is the odds ratio of mortality from our multi-level model, from our fully adjusted multi-level model, stratified by age group. And so the model is adjusted for those variables you see in the footnote. And what's striking here is that after 30, you see kind of a large and almost stepwise increase in the odds of mortality. We also saw that point of impact is a significant predictor of mortality for rear-seated adult passengers, where the front impact side impacts carry the lowest risk of mortality, and impacts to the same side as the vehicle were seated, or as the passenger was seated in the vehicle, carry the highest risk of mortality. And this is shown here in our odds ratios of mortality stratified by point of impact and position, again, from our fully adjusted multi-level model. And you can see that those seated in the, or impacts to the back and impacts to the same side carry much higher risk for rear-seated adult passengers. And what this figure shows, again, is that seating position matters. And this figure shows side passenger deaths compared to, or same side passenger deaths compared to deaths from other crash impacts, and it's stratified by age. And what this figure shows is that same side crashes are more deadly than other crashes, but they're also more deadly for those seated on the right side compared to the left. So in our subpopulation analysis, we had 621 rear-seated passengers who were traveling in vehicles manufactured after 1997, and in 431 of these, the vehicles did not roll over. Only 27.7% of the vehicles out of the 621 number had crash tests, had safety ratings, or side crash test ratings, which is not a lot. And we found that side crash test ratings were not associated with rear-seated adult mortality, again, regardless of what we adjusted for. So, in summary, belted rear-seated passengers were a third as likely to die, though we found this effect was modified by passenger age, belt seat position, and the point of impact of the vehicle relative to that seat position. And despite the high level of protection seat belts conferred, nearly 50% of the outer, so the left or the right, passengers, and 70% of the middle seated passengers were not belted. We found that belt status, though, did not reduce the odds of mortality in same-side crashes. And this suggests to us that additional means of protection are needed for those passengers who are seated on the sides. We found that vehicle-side crash test ratings were not predictive of passenger mortality in same-side impacts. We think this is possibly due to sample size limitations, and also to be due to differences between real-world and crash conditions, where we have some evidence that these crashes are occurring at higher speeds and different impact locations to the side. And this is an area of further research, and I think there are other projects starting to go on to investigate this. So, in conclusion, additional research is needed to look at effective approaches to increase seatbelt wearing in rear-seated adults, and also to better protect rear-seated adults from same-side collisions. We believe this study supports strengthening of rear seatbelt laws and their enforcement for in adults. So, thank you for your time. We imagine it is due to turning into oncoming traffic, where you make left side turns into oncoming traffic, where the passengers on the right side are more exposed to oncoming traffic, which would be traveling at much higher speeds.